Because of the time having been spent picking up Plug and Blad, the sea scab had lost ground, plus the fact that they had to haul in sail to stop them from running aground in the shallows. All this added up to slow the big ship's speed. Curda was dancing with rage.
Look! Look! They fell right into the stream! Straight in!
Plug was donning another frock coat, even tattier looking than the wet one he had cast off. He smirked confidently.
Don't fret your pretty white-eyed dearie. The wrecked boat'll stop 'em, won't it, Slitty?
Slitfang nodded dutifully.
Aye, Captain.
What he did not say was that the freebooters had hauled quite a bit of it, still burning, to feed their fire the previous night. Ripper raised a paw, but dropped it at a glare from Slitfang, who muttered,
Shut your gob, or he'll skin us both.
As the sea scab sailed in closer to land, Plug went aft to question Grubbage, shouting down the deaf rat's ear.
How far up the stream do you reckon that wreck is?
Grubbage winced.
You don't need to shout so loud, Captain. They're about right at the spot now.
I'd say they've gone clear past it.
Plug looked sharply at Riggan the slave catcher, who had just made the remark.
And how'd you figure that out?
Riggan pointed overboard at the broken and burnt struts of timber floating in the shallows. She observed dryly.
I watched that float out of the stream mouth. That means they've broke through and passed the place. The fire probably burned right through the ketch and broke her up before they arrived.
A few of the crew standing about nodded guiltily.
Aye. You're right there, matey. She burned right through.
Plug kicked out at them and cuffed a few ears.
Then why didn't you say? Why didn't any beast tell me, eh? Get over the side and catch them, the useless lot of you.
Several freebooters promptly leaped overboard, but the water closed in over their heads. Grubbage watched them.
Water ain't shallow enough yet, Captain. We needs to be closer in to shore.
Curda came running to berate the captain.
It's too deep here. We need to be closer in.
Leaning over the rail, Plug buried his face in both paws.
You heard her, Grubbage. Take the ship in closer to shore.
Grubbage manoeuvred the tiller, muttering darkly.
I ain't throwing my clothes ashore for no beast. I'll just take her in closer to the beach.